Less than a month old, the new Occupy Wall Street protests spreading like wildfire across the U.S. have already had a profound effect on the national debate, which up until a few weeks ago centered in Washington around budget cuts and slashing social safety net programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. With its newfound power to influence, the direct action movement has attracted new allies in labor unions that have made common cause with the protesters' grievances against Wall Street greed and political corruption. In New York City, labor unions joined Occupy activists for a march and rally on October 5th. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus was there and interviewed people of all ages from all walks of life and from three continents. Thousands of people rallied at Foley Square, then marched from City Hall past Zuccotti Park, renamed Liberty Plaza, where the Occupy movement encampment was born, onto Wall Street. There, two dozen protesters were beaten, pepper-sprayed, and arrested when they tried to cross police barricades, preventing them from walking down the famous street that symbolizes the greed they were protesting against. Here, Melinda Tuhus talks with protest participant and recent college grad, Marty Peters.
I just graduated in May. I came home. There's not much work to find. I got a job, luckily, through my mom. But for now, I'm just living at home and trying to save money, and pretty soon I have my debts to pay off, another 15 grand, you know. And I'm one of the lucky ones, you know. I know a lot of my friends. I know a friend who went to Boston University. She's well in debt, over $50,000, I've heard, you know. And I don't know what she's going to do, you know. It's like she's in a really bad spot, and a lot of us are. And it's frustrating, you know. Most of my friends, we hung out last night, and we didn't have, you know, we're talking about how nobody has jobs and can't find anything, and all we do is just sit around, and I mean, it's kind of a bummer, you know. And so I'm just happy to finally go out to this march and just do something, say something, you know. Finally, somebody's doing and saying something.
We've been in a recession now most of the time you've been in college.
Yeah.
Did you expect something like this when you graduated, or did you think it would be all over?
The whole time I was in college and this is all happening, I just kept wondering to myself, like, why aren't people more up in arms about what's going on? You know, it seems like one thing after another really was hurting our country and our economy and our position, our stakes, you know. Even though, you know, this whole the healthcare thing with Obama, like, I'm glad something got passed, but again, like, still there's so many people without medical insurance. Just looking at statistics, right? I mean, it's like the number one cause of bankruptcy, I heard, is this medical thing. And other countries, like, I went to Europe. I spent a semester in Amsterdam, actually. And it was shocking that, like, the people there were laughing. Like, why aren't people angry about this, you know? And like, yeah, the top 1%, like, pays a lower percentage of taxes than the secretaries, you know? I mean, that's just... It's backwards, and it's strange, and the right keeps trying to twist it around and make it some other weird arguments about taxing. It's like, no, just look, what happened to common sense, you know? Common sense. Like, they should be paying more if they have more. There's people with a lot less who are working, you know, working their butts off all week to try to make ends meet, 2-3 jobs, and they can hardly feed their kids. You know, and then you have these guys who would find a way, a loophole, not to pay taxes. Like, what was it, GE? Didn't pay any taxes last year. Like, what?
Ben Schreiber is the tax analyst with the environmental group Friends of the Earth.
We're out here, first of all, in support of all of the other important progressive causes, but we're also out here because our spending has a massive impact on the environment. We are in this situation now where we're hearing that we don't have enough money to regulate the environment, that we don't have enough money to afford environmental protections, that we're going broke. The truth is that, you know, the Bush tax cuts, the massive giveaways to some of the richest Americans are the reason that we're broke, the reason that we're having federal deficit and debt problems, and they're the reason that people are throwing up their hands and saying we cannot afford to regulate the environment.
So if you had one demand that you would raise here, what would it be?
So Friends of the Earth has supported a financial transaction tax. We think this is something that we should be enacting right away. The other thing that we'd like to see is a tax on carbon, on pollution, making polluting companies, some of the richest companies in the world, pay for the damage that they're doing to American people.
Do you see, with Republicans in as much control as they are and needing 60 votes in the Senate to do anything, do you see any likelihood of anything helpful to the environment passing in the foreseeable future?
The Republicans have made their job bill literally rolling back environmental protection and environmental regulations. They pressured President Obama into rolling back the smog regulations that were about to come out. They have made a big deal about putting out new regulations on concrete and other pollutants. It's very clear that the Republicans have the environment in the crosshairs, and they are attacking it. Unless we come out and organize and we make this a top-tier issue, then no, we don't see an opportunity. But that, you know, that's why we're out here. That's why we think movements like this are so important.
Paul Armstrong is an iron worker who came out to New York from Los Angeles for a job and has been spending his free time at the encampment. I asked him what is the one demand he would make of our political leaders. He had a ready answer.
Corporate lobbyists out of Washington. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. It seems to me that all politicians are in somebody's pocket. And it's not right that working class Americans have no say anymore. It seems to me that the leveling out or the eradication of the middle class started with Ronald Reagan's trickle-down economics. And it has just gotten worse and worse since then. And for 10 years, we've had the Bush tax cuts that the job was supposed to help the job creators make jobs. Well, it did help them make jobs in Indonesia and China and India, everywhere but here. And we just keep hearing stories about from politicians about how we can't tax the rich because they need those tax cuts to create jobs. Well, they haven't done it in 10 years so far, so what makes us think it's going to happen now?
These interviews of protest participants were recorded by Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus at the joint Occupy Wall Street labor union march and rally in New York City on October 5th. Find links to occupation actions across the U.S. on our website at btlonline.org.